Hi, my name is Liz.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. So welcome to the very first episode of Chatterbox Island English Podcast, in which we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff in English.
Movies, TV shows, foods, relationships, etc.
And we know that all English podcasts may sound a little bit intimidating to some English learners, which is why we want to touch on some easy and everyday topics instead of talking about vocabulary and grammar rules.
We hope that this podcast can help improve your English speaking and listening skills.
So today's subject is
how we got our English names. So actually, Claire wasn't my first English name. My first English name is Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it from my cram school teacher where I was somehow 6 or 7 years old.
Is there any reason why
no.
he or she called you Judy?
Because Judy sounds similar to my Chinese name. Like something like that.
Okay. So did you like it? Did you like the name?
I don't really like it, but I'll tell you about the story after that. So what about yours?
My first English name was Lisa.
Lisa, wow.
Yes, and I got it while I was in kindergarten, and I hated it.
You hate Lisa? Lisa's cute, why?
Because everyone was making fun of me, you know, like kindergarten kids. They're always calling me like pizza.
Lisa, pizza. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So then later I changed my English name into Elise because it's a short form for Elizabeth. So fun fact, both Lisa and Elise are short terms for
Elizabeth.
And it's from the Old Testament, meaning promise of God.
Okay, cool. So I changed my English name when I started teaching English, since there's another teacher also called Judy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of bothering me. So I didn't really like the name, and I thought it doesn't hurt to change another one. So Claire mm-hmm. means clever, bright, and I feel it sounds smarter because Claire has more syllables than Judy. You know, celebrities, they like 3 or 4 or more syllables, named like Olivia, Victoria, Elizabeth. Yes, like 3, 4, oh, the more difficult your name pronounce it, you sound smarter.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Then why don't you change to like
Even longer,
more syllables.
I just choose mediocre difficult.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you could change your English name, what would it be?
So there's a weird habit of me that I prefer names that started with vowels.
Oh really?
So why? Like
you just prefer that way.
Yeah, I prefer that way. So I had names like Alex
mm-hmm.
and Iris.
That's tons of English name.
Yes.
I would just change to something rare or unique. I just like to be different.
Claire
is kind of really common name actually, but it sounds difficult to pronounce when you're in France. Like Claire. Yeah, that sound. Yeah.
So did you learn French? Like you use it as your French name?
Yeah, if I go to French, I would say, my name is Claire. Okay. Yeah. So do you have any first impression or stereotypes when it comes to people's English name? Like David sounds really annoying, etc. Or Jason is really like big babies.
When it comes to stereotypes, well, I think Amy or Stella is really hard to get along with.
What?
I don't know why.
It's stereotype.
Yes, it's a stereotype.
I don't really have any kind of impression of names, but mm-hmm.
Have you ever met anyone?
Yeah, it depends on who I met. And or maybe you hate your exes and his name is somehow like a river, whatever you met. hate it.
Yeah, you may hate that name. So we found that according to a survey of 2,000 adults done by a manufacturer of name labels in UK, Sarah is usually thought as kind, compassionate, and likable.
Okay.
So, congratulations, Sarah. You're very likable in UK.
And be careful, David, since whereas David gives an impression of assertive and close-minded, according to the research.
Is it because David is a very, like, traditional name?
Yeah, it's... Sounds like really serious.
Yeah.
So do you think that Taiwanese people all have English names? Do you think it's really necessary?
Well, I don't think it's necessary. Well, the thing is that I got my first English name when I was in kindergarten. So I don't really know much about English name. I just got one.
Yeah.
I just got one from the teacher. So
yeah, and I think it's the our education system has been placing a strong emphasis on English. So getting an English name is somehow like receiving English education, part of it, right?
Yeah.
We start to learn English and we start our first class and we get an English name. Then we start the courses later on.
Yeah.
So, and on top of that, I think it's simply cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it's super cool because, you know, we have a fantasy to living or studying abroad. Then we want people to call us our English name somehow deep in Taiwanese mind.
Does that mean that we have comparatively low self-confidence?
Yeah, I do believe somehow, but I think it's okay because actually having an English name is, I think it's convenient when communicating with foreign coworkers at work or your daily lives. Even if you're foreign friends, they want to pronounce your Chinese name. They have difficulty pronouncing.
Yeah. I think that's generally why I want to use my English name.
Yeah,
because like foreigners will try to pronounce my Chinese name.
And it just sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds terrible and you can't even recognize it.
Yeah, so just forget it. Just call my English name.
Yeah,
whatever.
Just call me Claire.
Call me Alice. Yeah, so there are so many plenty of circumstances that you will need an English name, even if you're not Westerners.
The thing that I found on internet is that people say that Mandarin, it's a very different systems of language.
Yeah.
So like for example, if a foreigner wants to pronounce a Japanese name, it's actually easier for them. Like they don't have some
particular
tones. They don't have tones in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for them to pronounce Japanese name or like other languages names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, as long as you're happy with your English name, you really don't have to care about other
people. Why you should care about, you know, you have your English name, you're happy with it, you just use it.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, you can always change it. Like Claire, Ching
Shang, whatever. Alice, maybe tomorrow, Lisa. And the day after tomorrow, pizza, whatever.
Yeah. So that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. So if you enjoy this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. And you can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website www.eisland.com.tw for more information.
I'm Claire.
I'm Elise, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.